Tesfov Tammuz, Sunday the 17th of July, Rabbi Yisroel Royd. How can we stop them from assimilating? This week's Torahway has been sponsored L'il Nishmas from Shimon ben Reb Chaim Shor.
Morning. You're walking into Brent Cross, you meet your old friend, you haven't seen him for 30 years. Shalom Aleichem, you go up to him, how are you? And you start talking to him, tells you his news. Then you ask him, how's your family? You have 10 kids, right? How are they? His face drops, tears well in his eyes. You don't want to hear. Why, what's the matter? Tell me. So, okay, he starts telling you his horrifying story. He starts saying about his terrible story about his 10 kids. And goes through kid by kid. The oldest one recently converted to Islam. The second child married some Chinese shiksa. The third one lives in India with some guru. Fourth child, a movie star in Hollywood. Then, you want to hear more, he asks. He continues, the next child, I don't know, I haven't heard from him for the last 10 years, no idea which part of the world he is. The next child, sixth one, on the way to become a priest. Seventh child has been arrested for drugs. The eighth child, Nebuch, became a Nazi. The ninth child, she is a Reform rabbi. Then he's quiet. So you ask him, what about the tenth child? Half a smile goes on his face. The tenth child, he's learning in Kodel Baruch Hashem. So why not smiling? He doesn't care about his siblings. He's learning, he doesn't care about them. He also doesn't care about my pain. He forgets it, he learns, but more than that, he doesn't care. I'm sure you've never heard of such a story. Nine kids, such a horrifying story, from bad to worse. Rabbi, I'm telling you the story is true. 9 out of 10 of our father's children are like this. 90% of Klal Yisrael, this is a story about them. From assimilated, converted to any religion, and to Nazis, this is the story about Klal Yisrael nowadays. 9 out of 10 of them. 90% of Klal Yisrael don't know about the Ribbono Shel Olam. They don't know about Shabbos, they don't know about anything to do with Yiddishkeit. They're lost in the wilderness without any knowledge about Yiddishkeit. Much, much worse than the Holocaust is what's going on nowadays. The Holocaust, Rahman al-Islam, 6 million Yidam. 6 million Yidam which went up to Shemayim al-Kiddush Hashem, they are nowadays in the highest place possible. Nothing worse than the Holocaust, but the Maisa, the end of these 6 millions are now in Shemayim, the best place possible. Double than 6 million are nowadays which are lost from both worlds. Every 5 minutes, since I began speaking, another Yid just assimilated. Every 5 minutes, a cheshbon, around 5 minutes, once in 5 minutes, another Jew in the world gets lost to Yiddishkeit. That is a story about 9 out of 10 Yidam. We are the 10th child. We are the 10th child. Baruch Hashem, we are Shoyim HaShabbos, we know about our father. But, do we care about our siblings? Do we care about Avinu of Harachmon, Avinu Shabbat Shemaim? Do we care about his pain? The pain of a father when 90% of the Eden are lost? What do we do about it? Reb Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, Rashir Eish HaToyra, he used to say, for 15 years, he davened in the Mir in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Kippur. Every year he would hear from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Mashgiach in the Mir. Every year Reb Chaim would begin the same thing. By the Kol Nidrei Drasha, Reb Chaim would say like this, if there's anyone here that didn't lose one night's sleep because of our brothers and sisters which are lost, Honish Vasa Zuchanda on Yom Kippur, hasn't got what to be here on Yom Kippur. Yeah. If you don't care about Klal Yisrael, you don't care about Hashem's pain, you haven't got what to be here on Yom Kippur. We have to feel the pain. And if we don't, we have to ask ourselves, why don't we? Hashem is our Father. What connection do we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam that we don't feel His pain? Okay, so we think about it. Yes. Okay, it's painful. But I first have to work on my Avodas Hashem. Let me be an Elohi. Let me work on myself. And once I work on myself, then I can care about my brothers. But in the meantime, I have to shine myself. I have to take care of myself. The answer is, you're right. You got to take care of yourself. Let's go through the mitzvah, and we'll take care of ourselves. What are the sheish mitzvahs timidias? What are the constant mitzvahs which the chinuch writes we are obligated every second of the day? There are six mitzvahs which constantly, every second of the day, we have a chiyuv to do it. One of the most fundamental mitzvahs are avas Hashem. How do you love the Ribbono Shel Olam? What do we do about it? It's not just by saying I love you, singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anachnu Ohavim Otcha. That's beautiful, but that's not Ahavas Hashem. So I'm going to quote a few lines of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. The Sefer Mitzvahs, he's the one who tells us how we keep the mitzvahs, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs tells us very clearly about Ahavas Hashem. Mitzvah Shlishis Tushet Tzivanu LaAhavo Yisale. The mitzvah is to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, then the Rambam says like this: Ukva onru she mitzvah zu koyleles gam kein she nidroish v'nikra ha'anashim kulam la'avodasa yisale. Part of Avas Hashem is a what? To go out and call the people, tell them about Avas Hashem, tell them about Emuna Hashem. If you love someone, I'm going to say outside what the Rambam says. If you love someone, what do you do about them? You care about them and you talk about them. If you, therefore, said the Rambam, the more you love Hashem, the more you're going to want to try that other people should also love the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu, the Rambam says, was called Avraham Oyhavi. Avraham, the one that I love him, he loves me. Why? Because Ves Hanefesh Asher Osu Becharon. He used to go around publicizing Hashem. He would tell everyone about the Ribbono Shel Olam. He would tell everyone about believing the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is because he loved him. The more you love someone, the more you're going to be talking about them. If this is such a gewaltige person, and you're going to want to publicize him, let everyone know about this gewaltige being. You're going to talk more about Hashem. If you don't publicize it, it means that it's a lack of our Ahavas Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim writes, Mishnah Berurah says, when you're saying in Krishna, V'ahavta Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha v'chol mashcha v'chol moidecha, if you don't think about Ahavas Hashem when you're saying it, it's called Chofetz Chaim, right? You made Eidos Sheker ba'atzmo. You're saying false testimony about yourself. You say you have to love Hashem, and what are you doing now? This is a Rambam's telling us, this is called Ahavas Hashem. You love the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to publicize him. There's a few other mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. How we mekadosh Hashem Shemaim. So the Rambam says the same thing. Those are mitzvah, asha anachnu mitzuvim lefarsim ha'emuna. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is to publicize it. Talk about Hashem. Get other people to believe in Hashem. If I'm a Frum Jew, that's not Kiddush Hashem. But if I publicize it, I'm a Kaddish Hashem's name by making other people know about Hashem. This is Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah to Hecher Tchich Samisecha, give Musa. The Rambam says the same thing. Tell people about Avos Hashem. The Pasuk says, Kisifka shoy oyivcha, oy chamoy roitoye. You see the acts of your, even your enemy, or his donkey, they are lost. The Pasuk says, V'hisalam to mehem, hashev tashivim lo'achicha. Rashi says, V'hisalam to mehem, means it's a kasha, bitmia. How can it be such a thing that you see a friend's, your enemy's donkey even, and you don't care about it? You don't direct the donkey the right way. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you are obligated to return a lost donkey, to show the donkey the way, give it a GPS, show the donkey the directions, all the more so how much you have to show a yid, your brother that doesn't know the way, you have to show him the right way. And as the Apostle said, V'salam to mehem, it's a question, how can it be you go past a Jew and you ignore him and you don't show him the way? You're walking in the street and next to you pass a Jew which is not showing a Shabbos. V'salam to mehem, you're going to ignore such a Jew? How can you do such a thing? He's your brother, he's a Rebbein Shlomo's child. How can you ignore him? We all know, and we all speak about this, but we have to understand it. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. What does it mean, Kol Yisrael? Kol Yisrael does not just mean the Rabbanim from Eishet Torah. Kol Yisrael means every single Jew. Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. What does this mean? What does it mean we're responsible for one another? There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, they were warned they're not allowed to take anything from the booty. One person, privately, when no one's looking, Achon, he stole from the booty. The Shalom, right. And the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael, afterwards when they were fighting, Yidden were dying, Yeshua didn't know why, what's happening, so Hashem told Yeshua, Chata Yisrael, the Gam Avu Esperisi, Klal Yisrael sinned. They went against my verse. They, Klal Yisrael, sinned. We're talking about here one person privately he sinned, Klal Yisrael sinned. We are all responsible. That is when 99.99% of Klal Yisrael were keeping the mitzvahs, and one person sinned, we say Chata Yisrael. Now we're talking about when 10% are keeping the mitzvahs, 90% are not. We are not Shema Shabbos. We are not from Chata Yisrael. We cannot consider ourselves Shema Shabbos if other people are not keeping Shabbos. The reason why Halacha says someone didn't make Kiddush, you can make Kiddush for someone else. You've made already Kiddush Friday night, someone comes to your house, you can make Kiddush again for that person. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, which means like this, you have a problem over here. I said Kiddush. I made Kiddush. If I'm going to repeat the Kiddush, it's a Bracha L'Vatalah. The answer is, it's not a Bracha L'Vatalah, because you were not Yotze Kiddush yet. If there's one Jew in the world that didn't make Kiddush, you were not Yotze. It's a Bracha L'Vatalah, our first Kiddush. To say Kiddush and to ignore the rest of Klal Yisrael, that's a Bracha L'Vatalah. You were not Yotze. But to repeat the Kiddush, that's beautiful. That's a mitzvah. That's Pshat Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Any mitzvah which we do, if we do it ourselves, we're not Yotze yet. It's not that I have to keep Shabbos. Shabbos has to be kept in the world. All Jews as a whole have to keep Shabbos. I am 0.0001% of Klal Yisrael. That is how much I kept Shabbos. If I don't care about my brothers, we didn't keep Shabbos. The Talmud of Eliyahu says, whoever has a chance to help people do tshuva, and they don't, He writes a very harsh lashon. Kol hadamim hanishpachim biYisrael einam el al yadoi. All the blood which is spilled by Klal Yisrael, it's because of him. He could have stopped Yidam from sinning. He could have helped people do tshuva, and he didn't. And he says that he explains very strongly. Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. We are responsible for each other. I want to quote a few lines over here. The Shema Toima says from the Belial. Oysan Shivim Elef Shenegu Begivas Binyamin Mibneimanegu. 70,000 Yidam, which were killed in Givas Binyamin, why were they killed? Says it on the Velio, Lefi Shehoi Lehem Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Sheniach Moshe Yeshua Pinchas Ben Elazar Yimayim. The Sanhedrin, the Yeshua Pinchas, Hoi Lehem Leilech, they should have gone, and he says like this, basically he tells us to do what the traveling Hasidim do. Go, Yoim Echel Lachish, go one day to Lachish, one day to Beis El, one day to Hebron, one day to Yerushalayim, all the places in Eretz Yisrael, and teach the words of Hashem. This is what Klal Yisrael should have done. Went into Eretz Yisrael, we were there, we should have gone around the whole Eretz Yisrael teaching people about Yiddishkeit. And we didn't. We just cared about ourselves. So that is why the 70,000 people died. So Tom Belion says this. We want to be zoicha to the best bracha, the best blessing which is possible. Try and imagine, you go to the Gedolim for a bracha. There's a bracha which is much greater than that. The pasuk says, Klal Yisrael stood in Har Gerizim and Har Eval with the brachas and the klalas. Oru asher lo yakum es divrei Torah zois. So the Ramban says, asher lo yakum means someone who has the abilities to help be mekayim the Torah, that other people should also keep the Torah, and he doesn't do it, that goes in Rahman Utslan or Ashlo Yaakov. But, together with all the klalas, the brachas were said in reverse. Baruch Asher Yaakov Es Divrei HaTorah Zois. Someone who goes and tries to spread Hashem's name, teaches others about Hashem, he is blessed. So Chavetz Chaim says like this, you know how powerful bracha this is? All of Klal Yisrael, 600,000 Yidan, on both on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, the Kohanim, the Leviim, and the Aron in middle. All together, when they said this bracha, everyone together said Amen. What a powerful bracha this is. You go out to help, to show another Yid the right way, you have this tremendous blessing. In America we have a problem. There's millions and millions out there. England, it's much easier. We're only around 300,000 Jews here. We could do it. However, Eish is doing a tremendous work. It's not possible for, Reb Noach would always say this, a few cure professionals, however many you have, it's not possible to save the world. Every firm person gets involved in it, either by speaking to the Eish, Rabbanim, how you do it, or yourselves. You're soon going to hear from my brother, tremendous expert in it, he's going to tell you the basics, how you do it. We daven, especially now in the 3 weeks, we're crying for Gali Kvoid Malchus Haleinu. We want Kvoid Shemaim. We want Hashem to reveal His name on the world. Hashem is asking us, do you really want Kvoid Shemaim? What are you doing for it? It really bothers you, Kvoid Shemaim? You want Hashem to reveal His name here, down here? What are we doing about it? We're going to now answer Hashem, yes. We are worried about Kvoid Shemaim. We are going to do everything in our hands, or even more than that. We're going to try our best possible for Kvod Shemayim. And Hashem is going to answer us. You are showing me that you want Kvod Shemayim, I'm going to give it to you. And Hashem will give us a Kvod Shemayim that we're waiting for.